That would have been his medication, said Lawrence. His face had gone very white now, and he was still staring at me, with his eyes very bright. Go on, he said. It was still early in the morning. Andrew started shouting. He said, Come out! Come out! What do you want? I did not say anything. Please, he said, I know you are a ghost. What do you want to make you go away? I stepped out from behind the laurel bush and he took one step back. I am not a ghost, I said. He started hitting himself on the side of the head. He said, You are not real. You are in my head. You are not there. He closed his eyes and he shook his head. While he had his eyes closed, I walked right up to him, close enough to touch. When he opened his eyes and saw how close I was, he screamed and he ran inside the house. I felt sorry for him then. I followed him into the house. Please listen, I said. I am not a ghost. I came because I do not know anyone else. Then he said, Touch me. Prove you are not a ghost. So I moved closer, and I put my hand on his hand. When he felt my hand, he closed his eyes for a long time, and then he opened them again. I walked up the stairs, and he walked in front of me. He walked up the stairs backward. He was screaming, Get out! Get out! He ran into his workroom, his study, and he closed the door. So I stood outside the door and I shouted, Do not be afraid of me. I am only a human being. There was a very long silence, so I went away. Lawrence's hands were shaking. There were ripples on the surface of the tea in his cup. A little while later I came back. Andrew was standing on a chair in the middle of the room. What he had done, he had tied an electrical cable around the wooden beam in the ceiling. He had tied the other end around his neck. He looked at me, and I looked at him. Then he whispered to me. He said, It was a long time ago, okay? A long way away.